Father God in heaven, again, we like to study from the book of Ruth, and we'd like to see that you are not silent, that you are not away when tragedy struck us, when suffering is something that we have to face. But we believe, Lord, that you will always be with us, though we may not see you, but you are with us. This is our conviction, Lord, that I bring the name of Jesus. Okay, we're going to see that God will always work. Kita akan melihat bahwa Tuhan selalu apa ya? Bekerja. God is taking care, according to the statement by anonymous, by someone that mentioning the name. Katakan apa yang tidak ada namanya ini. God's taking care of you. Tuhan apa? Menjaga kita. God is taking care of you. Even when it seems like you are all alone. Even when it seems you're alone. Bahkan pada saat kita merasa kita sendirian. Believe me, dia katakan percayalah. God is working hard. Tuhan bekerja dengan begitu keras behind the scenes of your life. Di balik apa? Di balik apa? Di tirai kehidupan Anda. Ya, we heard, studied last Sabbath. Kita pelajari bagaimana Naomi talk to her fellow countrymen, to country people. Ya, Naomi says what? Do not call me Naomi. Jangan panggil aku apa? Naomi. Sebutkanlah aku apa? Mara, call me Mara in Ruth 1 verse 20. For the Almighty God has dealt very bitterly with me. Sebab yang Maha Kuasa telah melakukan banyak yang pahit kepadaku. The name Mara, arti daripada Mara is bitter. Bitter. Pahit. Pahit. And many times when tragedy struck, pada saat masalah datang ke dalam kehidupan kita, masalah keuangan, economics problems that we face, relationship problems that we have, then we ask this question: does God really care? Apakah Tuhan kita itu apa ya? Betul-betul peduli, memperhatikan kita. Apakah Tuhan peduli? The question was not that whether God cares or not, but whether we really have a good communication, good relationship with God. Apakah kita memang Tuhan tidak ada, tidak perhatikan, atau kita yang tidak apa melihat Tuhan? Is it not because we do not see God, because we see ourselves more? Apakah kita tidak melihat Allah kita karena kita lebih memusatkan perhatian kita pada apa ya? Diri kita sendiri. We focus on ourselves, and this is what happening. The context of the book of Ruth. Konteks daripada buku Ruth katakan apa? The context says that everyone did what was right in his or her own eyes at that time. We only see what we want to see. Kita hanya mau melihat apa yang kita mau lihat, dan dari situlah itu yang kita pegang. And we don't see God. When we do what is right in our own eyes, not only other people suffer. Bukan hanya orang lain yang akan menderita pada saat kita hanya melakukan segala sesuatu menurut pandangan kita. Not only other people will suffer, but we ourselves will suffer. Why? Because we cannot see God. Kita tidak dapat melihat Allah. And something, one word, one key word that we will study. Satu kata kunci kita pelajari dari kitab Ruth adalah the word hesed in Hebrew. Dalam bahasa Ibrani, hesed. Difficult to translate. Sukar untuk diterjemahkan. Because the ones, ada begitu banyak apa ya, nuansa-nuansa arti kata ini. But the word pointing to what? Number one, pointing that it is a covenantal word, ya, yeah? Promise relationship, satu jaminan, a promise relationship between God and His people, itu adalah kata perjanjian bahwa Tuhan apa memberikan perjanjian akan selalu berhubungan dengan kita, akan selalu berhubungan kita. Hesed also means what? Active word. Tuhan tidak lagi diam-diam. God was not silent and hiding behind the scene, but He was active. This is an action of God, not His feeling. Action of God toward His people. Something that God does for the benefit of His people. Sesuatu yang Tuhan lakukan untuk kepentingan kita sendiri. And it is a helping word. Yeah? Helping word. Helping from someone who is stronger. Bantuan dari seseorang yang lebih kuat, berkuasa, lebih kuat kepada seseorang yang lebih lemah. Someone who is stronger to someone who is weaker. The powerful helping the powerless. Yang berkuasa akan menolong yang tidak memiliki daya. And finally, kata ini, hesed ini, yang artinya, sering kali bahasa Indonesia terjemahkan kebaikan, kasih karunia, cinta, ya. But actually so many things, ya, in not only love, not only loving kindness, because someone is helping, someone is actively helping us for our benefit, but it is also a voluntary word, pointing to a love that is not forced or coerced. Many times we think that God will always will be close to us. Kita pikir Tuhan akan dekat dengan kita if we do something to God. Oh, we have to give something to God. We have to do this, do that to God. Kita harus lakukan ini kepada Tuhan. No, it is something that nothing to do with what we have done. Tidak ada sesuatu yang kita sudah apa ya? Kita sudah lakukan. So based on this context, let's read Ruth chapter 2. Ruth chapter 2, okay? Ada tiga babak. There are three themes in Ruth chapter 2. We will see the love of God through his care, kasih Tuhan melalui apa? Kepeduliannya, kebantuannya, melalui Ruth. Naomi was asking, Ruth, where are you? Do you care about me? Naomi bertanya, ya, Tuhan, engkau apa perhatikan saya? Yes. Tuhan memperhatikan Ruth. Naomi, melalui siapa? Melalui Ruth. Okay, let's read. I'll be reading in Indonesia, ya. Yeah? You may be reading in English. In Ruth 2, ayat 1-2, Naomi itu mempunyai seorang sanak dari pihak suaminya, seorang yang kaya raya dari kaum Elimelek, dari kaum suaminya yang bernama Elimelek, ya. Nama kaum itu apa? Boaz. Titik, koma, ya. Titik, ya. Jadi cuma pendahuluan. That is only one introduction that Naomi had a relative on her husband's side, a man standing from the clan of Elimelek, whose name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabite, waduh, berulang-ulang ditekankan. Dan Ruth, perempuan Moab itu. Kenapa ditekankan terus ya? Aduh, orang asing ini Ruth ini. Ruth, perempuan Moab itu berkata kepada Naomi. Ruth says, let me go to the field and pick up the leftover grain behind anyone in whose eyes I find favor. Biarkanlah aku pergi ke ladang memungut bulir-bulir jelai di belakang orang-orang yang murah hati kepadaku. Ya. Let me find food for ourselves. Let me go and do something. Mari saya, biarkan saya pergi untuk melakukan sesuatu. Apa yang dia buat saat itu? She was begging in a sense. She was like begging. She was just getting the remaining from the harvest that the harvester have somehow overlooked. Dia sedang mencari sisa-sisa makanan yang penuai itu lupa untuk ambil. So it was just like scrapping the remaining, ya sisa-sisa yang mau diambil. And Naomi said to her daughter, go ahead, pergilah anakku. What happened to Naomi? Apa yang terjadi dengan Naomi? Why didn't she go? Kenapa dia tidak pergi? Huh? Because she was old? When you are in grief, when tragedy struck us, pada saat tragedi datang kepada kita, apa yang terjadi kadang-kadang? Kecewa. Apa yang kalau orang kecewa itu bagaimana? Gak mau bikin apa? Mati tidak, hidup pun apa? Gak mau, segan ya. Yeah, she was just... She was hopeless. Dia sudah tidak ada daya. Tidak ada lagi apa. Had no hope. Tidak ada lagi pengharapan. Okay, you go. So, Ruth took action. Ruth ambil apa? Mengambil apa? Langkah. Yeah. Mengambil langkah. Naomi cannot really act. She was overwhelmed with grief and bitterness. Naomi tidak dapat bergerak karena begitu besar apa ya. Suami meninggal, dua anak meninggal, semuanya sudah habis. Everything. She lost everything. Yeah. And she doesn't know God's love. Nor God's care. Dia gak tahu Tuhan itu masih sayang, masih perhatikan dia atau tidak. Yeah, she could not do anything. So Ruth steps in. Ruth kemudian apa? Mengambil inisiatif. Yeah. Mengambil inisiatif. Because why? Because Naomi could not see God. Could not see God. An Adventist author by the name of Larry Yeagley talk about a detour person. Do you know what is detour? Yeah. When one road is closed, then you have to go what? Detour. You have to go to the other road in order to reach your destination. Ya, kalau kita ada detour itu jalan yang ditutup, kita harus apa? ambil melewati jalan lain. So, in the good times, we have a good relationship with God, everything, ya, we can communicate with God, kita dapat berkomunikasi dengan Tuhan, straight and open communication, ya. But when the tragedy struck, what happened? Open communication is what? Stop, ya. Open communication. The road is now blocked. Jalannya sudah apa? Tertutup. Ah, Tuhan, mana ini? Mana kau Tuhan? So, how will God reach to us? Bagaimana caranya supaya Tuhan dapat mencapai kita? Well, the only way for God to reach to us, to show His love and care to us, is through a detour person. Yeah. Through a detour person. The road is closed, but in order to go, then you must see a detour person. So, who was the detour person in Ruth chapter 2? Ruth is the detour person, yeah, that God can use to get to His people. To think of it, who was this Ruth? Siapa Ruth ini? Orang percaya, orang Israel dia, umat pilihan Tuhan? Was he covenant people? Oh, bukan. She was the only person in the Bible, the only book in the Bible, the only book in the Bible that is non-Israelite. Satu-satunya orang yang buku di Alkitab Perjanjian Lama yang bukan orang Israel. Coba lihat yang lainnya. Yeremia, Yesaya, semua ya. One Moabite. Bukan, we have studied last Sabbath. Kita sudah pelajari last Sabbath lalu. Siapa ini orang Moab ini? The Moabites. The enemy of God's people. The enemy of God's people. Their cousin. Mereka orang keluarga, anggota keluarga karena keturunan daripada Lot. But they are enemy. They don't like each other. But God can do. If there is no other way, God will find a way for us. God will find a way through a detour person. So God can use detour person. And the point, the second point that we need to ask ourselves. Can we be a detour person to other people? Kalau pada saat kita melihat, when we look at other people that are in tragedy, in grief, and so on, will you let God use you to be a detour person? Anyway, okay, mari kita baca. Naomi had a relative, yeah? And Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, let me go to the fields and pick up the leftover grain. Susah-susah. Memungut bulir-bulir celai di belakang orang yang murah hati kepadaku. Dan Naomi said, Go, yeah. Go, my daughter. Yeah, go, my daughter. And then she left and went and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And she happened to come to the part of the field belonging to Boaz, who was of the family of Elimelech. Pergilah ia sampai ke ladang dan memungut jelai di belakang penyabit penjamin. Kebetulan ia berada di tanah milik siapa? Boaz yang berasal dari kaum apa? Elimelech. When the word happen appear, what does the happen means? Kebetulan. Was it intentionally? Was it happened? It happened. Meaning what? It was just like a luck. Kebetulan. Yeah. Kebetulan. Yeah. Tanyaannya. The question is, was a luck? Satu hal apa? Kebetulan? Luck. Kebetulan ya. Yeah. Or a fate? Siapa yang percaya ini adalah satu kebetulan saja? Who believe that this was just a luck? Nah, enggak ya. Enggak ada ya. There's nothing such thing as luck. I mean, I have this book. The commentary on the book of Ruth and Judges, ya. Yeah? It says like this. I mean, you can read. In verse 3, the first 3 is one of the most significant interpretive comments on the book. Salah satu komentar interpretif paling signifikan dari buku ini. Penulis buku, narator, menarik perhatian pada kedatangan kebetulan Ruth di ladang Boaz, bahkan lebih tajam dengan frasa berlebihan. Actually, the real word in Hebrew, in the original language, is her chance spawn. Artinya, kemungkinannya kebetulan. Ini dua kali apa? Dua kali kemungkinan baku tindih. It was so chance and chance. Now, why would the narrator wrote like that? Kenapa penulis kitab ini bikin seakan-akan, oh, ini kebetulan sekali, sangat-sangat kebetulan dia berada itu. Ya. sebuah keberuntungan by stroke of luck. Was it a stroke of luck? And then our interpret, I mean our the author of this book says, this must be recognized as one of the key statements in the book. Ini harus diakui sebagai salah satu pernyataan kunci dalam buku ini. Pernyataan itu ironis. Kenapa? Kenapa ironis? Why is it irony? Its purpose is to undermine purely rational explanation for human experience and to refine the reader's understanding of providence. In other words, nothing happened. Tidak ada sesuatu yang dapat kita jelaskan tentang jalan pemeliharaan Tuhan. We cannot explain rationally God's providence. We cannot explain rationally. So in other words, in reality, kenapa ditulis kebetulan? It happened. The narrator was saying to us, in reality, the narrator is screaming, lihat tangan Tuhan yang bekerja di sini. See the hand of God at work here. It is the same hand that had sent the famine, the same hand that later provided food. It is the hand that had brought Naomi and Ruth to Bethlehem precisely at the beginning of the harvest. And now it is the same hand that guided Ruth to that portion of the field belonging specifically to Boaz. So it was not, ironically, it was not kebetulan. Itu bukan apa? Happened. Itu bukan kebetulan. Tidak ada kebetulan. Nothing is by chance or by stroke of luck. Why? Because the Bible says in Proverbs 16 verse 9, a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his what? His path. Hati manusia memikir-mikirkan jalan, ya. Tapi Tuhanlah apa ya? Tuhanlah yang menentukan apa? Langkahnya. Apakah kebetulan? Kebetulan, ya. Kebetulan dia mencari. It happened that he went to Boaz field. Was it luck? No. And secondly, in verse 4, it says what? Just then. Oh, kebetulan lagi nih. Another kebetulan. Another happenstance field. Just then Boaz arrived from Bethlehem and greeted the harvesters. The Lord be with you. The Lord bless you. And they answered. Ya. The Lord bless you. Lalu, kebetulan juga sekarang, kebetulan kedua. Datanglah Boaz dari Bethlehem berkata kepada penyabit, Tuhan kiranya menyertai engkau. Lalu jawab penyabit-penyabit itu, Tuhan kiranya memberkati apa? Engkau. Kebetulan kedua ini, is it second happen? I mean, just coincidence? Was it a coincidence? Ya. Before I met my wife, I mean, before I really talk to her, sebelum saya bertemu dengan istri saya sudah incar-incar dia. I put my eye on her. And you know, in our campus, in Ayas, in the Philippines, I live in our apartment is fourth floor. Ada apa? Tingkat keempat, ya, lantai keempat. So I can see when people come around in our campus, I can see. And the second apartment beside our apartment is a store. Ada store, ada toko. Ya, ada toko. Jadi bisa lihat siapa yang mau datang ke toko yang dari mana-mana. Dia punya tempat tinggal itu from the other side of the campus. So I can always see whenever someone enter the store, yeah, I can always see. So at the time, I can see, oh, she's coming. Okay, she's walking. Even though I did not plan to buy anything, I'll go to the store. Tak ada rencana untuk belanja. So I can see from her, she was fast. We haven't talked at that time. Ya, belum pernah bicara itu. Gitu. Well, I can see whenever she was buying something, and then when she looked dalam hatinya, maybe in her heart, dia lagi. She's again. Yeah. So I was also pretending to buy something, although I did not plan to buy anything. Maybe I don't have money. Maybe I just have to buy one candy. I'll buy one candy or whatever. How do you think there is a kebetulan? Nah, itu bukan kebetulan, Saudara, itu teknik namanya. It's not something, you know, just coincidence. Nothing is coincidence. There is a hand. There is a big hand that arranged the meeting between Ruth and Boaz. For what purpose? So that God can show his love and care to, and from Ruth to Naomi. Bukan kebetulan, tapi tangan Tuhan yang menunjukkan untuk menunjukkan kasihnya kepada Ruth, dan dari Ruth kepada siapa? Kepada Naomi. Lalu Kata bos kepada bujangnya, kepada supervisornya. And boss asked the overseer of his harvesters, who does that young woman belong to? Siapa dia? Dari manakah perempuan itu? And verse 6, the overseer replied, the Moabite. Again, the word Moabite, Moabite, orang asing, orang yang dibenci ya. The foreigner came up. She's the Moabite who came back from Moab with Naomi. Keep repeated in verse 7. And so, yeah. And the supervisor continue, yeah. The supervisor, after saying she's the Moabite, the supervisor continues, said, that let me glean and gather among the sheep behind the harvester. Tadi, si Ruth, ya, katanya supervisor, izinkanlah kiranya aku memungut dan mengumpulkan jelai dari antara berkas-berkas jelai ini di belakang penyabit-penyabit. Begitulah ia datang dan terus sibuk dari pagi sampai sekarang, dan seketika pun ia tidak apa? Tidak berhenti. In Indonesia says, she never what? Stop. In English, except for a short rest in the shelter. Why there is a, in Indonesia she did not stop at all, but in English say, well, she stopped little bit and dia berhenti seketika untuk apa? Masuk ke tempat apa? Shelter, tempat pemberhentian sementara, ya. Why? Why not compatible in Indonesian and English in English Bible? Oh, we'll see later on. Yes, this is important, ya. So, and then let's continue. Let's read. We'll go back to that. And verse 8. So Boaz said to Ruth, my daughter, listen to me. Listen to me. It's like a warning, ya. Dengarlah dahulu anakku. Sangat penting yang sedang terjadi. Dengar dulu anakku. Tidak usah engkau pergi memungut jelai ke ladang lain. Tidak usah juga engkau pergi dari sini. Tetapi tetaplah dekat pengerja-pengerja apa? Perempuan. Ada yang sesuatu yang terjadi mungkin ya. Kenapa jangan pergi jauh-jauh dari tempat jauh-jauh? Dekat dengan apa? Perempuan. Artinya kalau dekat perempuan jangan dekat apa ya? Laki-laki mungkin gitu ya. Okay? So think that in mind. Don't go and glean in another field and don't go away from here. Stay here with the woman, not the man. With the woman who work for me. Who work for me. And then continue. In verse 9. Watch the field. Lihat saja ke ladang yang sedang disabit orang itu. Perempuan-perempuan itu. Ikutlah. Again. Repeat it again. And follow along after the woman. Ikutlah perempuan-perempuan itu dari belakang. Sebab aku telah memesankan kepada pengerja-pengerja lelaki. Apa pesannya? Jangan mengganggu engkau. Ya. Not to lay hand on you. Kalau terus terangnya, jangan korek-korek si Ruth. Okay, so you got the idea. Don't lay a hand on you. And whenever you thirsty, jika engkau haus, go and get drink from the water jars. And the man have filled. Jika engkau haus, pergilah ke tempayan-tempayan dan minumlah air yang dicedok oleh pengerja-pengerja itu. In verse 10, after Ruth heard what Boaz said, pada saat setelah dia mendengar, sujudlah. Ruth menyembah dengan mukanya sampai ke tanah dan berkata kepadanya, mengapakah aku mendapatkan belas kasihan daripadamu sehingga Tuhan memperhatikan aku, padahal aku ini seorang apa ya, asing. She bowed down with her face to the ground. She asked him, why have I found such favor in your eyes that you notice me? So many women like me, but you notice me, a foreigner. And Boaz replied, lalu jawablah Boaz ya. And Boaz menjawab, I have been told all about you. Aku telah dikabarkan padaku dengan lengkap segala sesuatu yang kau lakukan pada mertuamu. For what you have done to your mother-in-law since the death of your husband. How you left your father and mother and your homeland and came to live with the people you did not know before. Kamu telah tiba sekarang kepada bangsa yang dahulu tidak engkau kenal. May the Lord repay you. This is what Boaz continually say. Tuhan kiranya membalas perbuatanmu itu dan kepadamu kiranya dikaruniakan upahmu sepenuhnya oleh Tuhan Allah Israel yang di bawah sayapnya engkau datang apa? Berlindung. Siapa yang sesungguhnya sedang melindungi Ruth? Kalau secara kasat mata. Boaz. Tapi menurut Boaz siapa yang sedang melindungi dia? Tuhan. May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge. And then she said, lalu kemudian Ruth berkata, memang aku mendapat belas kasihan. Let me find favor in your sight, my Lord. For you have comforted me and have spoken kindly, hesed. Ya, diterjemahkan apa? Telah apa? Menghiburkan aku, telah menenangkan hati hambamu ini. Berbaik hati. Menenangkan hati. Berbaik hati, menenangkan hati. Though I am not like one of your maidservant. Walaupun aku tidak sama seperti salah seorang hamba-hambamu apa? Perempuan. That was not the only thing. Bukan itu saja. Apa yang terjadi dengan Ruth? Pada saat makan, ya, at mealtime, Boaz said to her. Ketika sudah waktunya makan siang, berkatalah Boaz kepadanya, come over here. Datanglah kemari. Makanlah roti ini dan celupkanlah suapmu ke dalam cuka ini. Kenapa dia harus panggil Boaz, Ruth? Why would he ask Ruth to come closer to him? Harus dekat dengan dia, ya. Makan sama, dekat sama-sama, ya. Maksudnya dekat-dekat yang dia bisa awasi. Supaya dia bisa apa, lihat. So that he could continually protect her, ya. When she sat down with the harvester, he offered her some roasted grain. She ate all she wanted and had some left over. Buat menunjukkan berarti gandum padanya, makanlah Ruth sampai kenyang, bahkan ada sisanya. We lived about 10 years in Ethiopia. We know how the ladies used to get the remaining in the harvest time or to cut grass di Ethiopia, ya. Bagaimana orang di Ethiopia, ibu-ibu, wanita-wanita, potong-potong rumput, ya, di ladang, ya. And when you give them food, you don't give them as many people can eat. You don't give them, ya. They don't eat like that. But Ruth found favor in the eyes of Boaz. And verse 15, as she got up to glean, Boaz gave order again to his men, let her gather among the sheaves and don't reprimand her. Setelah ia bangun untuk memungut pula, maka Boaz memerintahkan kepada pengerja-pengerjanya, dari antara bekas-bekas itu pun ia boleh memungut. Janganlah ia apa? Diganggu. Again, jangan dia apa? Diganggu, ya. Dimarah-marahin atau dikasarkan atau apalah, ya. Jangan dimarah-marahin. Even pull out, dikatakan. Bahkan, haruslah kamu dengan sengaja menarik sedikit-sedikit dari onggokan jelai. So, actually, in other words, the law in the Bible times, for the poor people, for the foreigner who are hungry, you have to what? You harvest. Kita orang-orang yang miskin, orang-orang yang lapar, pendatang-pendatang, pada saat kita memanen, kasihlah. Kalau sampai tidak sisa itu apa? Biarkan. But now, Boaz asks what? Not only the thing that you already gathered, if you gathered already, kalau kamu sudah ambil, buang yang sudah apa? Yang sudah disimpan. Give more to her. So Ruth cleaned in the field until evening. Ruth cleaned in the field. So what is so interesting here? Yeah. First of all, repeatedly she was mentioned as Moabite woman. Yeah. Moabite boy, the enemy of the Israelites. And what's more interesting to me, what is written, we go back, yeah? What is written in verse 7. The supervisor reported, so yang apa? Mandor memberikan laporan apa? Bahwa, except she worked very hard, she remained here for morning till now, except for a short rest in the shelter. In bahasa Indonesia, seketika pun ia tidak apa? Berhenti. Kenapa? Ini sukar untuk diterjemahkan. Dan bukan hanya sukar, yeah, because of something is the mind of Bible interpreters, ya. Yeah. And let's read one of the komentator Alkitab, ya, yeah, the NIV Amplification Commentary. Kita lihat di sini, dia say, the instruction, ya, yeah, dengarlah baik-baik. Ingat, Boaz said to Ruth, listen to me first, listen to me. The instruction that Boaz extended to Ruth, a Moabite, a woman, a young widow. Why would I emphasize that? Dia orang asing, dia seorang wanita, dia seorang apa? Janda. Apa artinya itu? What does that mean? If you are a Moabite, a foreigner, you are a woman, and you are a widow, wow, you are in the least strata of people that need to be respected. Yeah, in the Bible times, that is the least group of people that will be respected. You can, in a sense, you can do whatever you want to them. It's just like you can do. Ini adalah grup yang terendah. Orang asing, wanita, janda muda. Itu gampang apa? Dipermainkan. Ya. Itulah sebabnya there are seven instruction. Number one, don't go and glean in another field. Jangan pergi memungut jelai ke ladang lain. Don't go away from here. Jangan pergi dari sini. Stick here with the woman. Tetaplah dekat pengerja perempuan. Watch the field where the man and woman, lihat saja, fokus ke ladang yang sedang disabit apa? Orang itu. In other words, jangan pergi kiri kanan. Jangan pergi kemana? Ke restroom. Jangan pergi ke tempat-tempat tersendiri. Stick with the group of people. Yeah. Stick with the group of people. Follow along after other woman. Ikutlah perempuan-perempuan itu dari apa? Dari belakang. The instruction that was extended to Ruth, yeah, number six. Ordered. Saya sudah memesankan kepada pengerja lelaki, jangan apa? Jangan mengganggu engkau. Artinya, yang terjadi sebelumnya mereka sedang apa ya? Ganggu dia. And nomor tujuh. And whenever you are thirsty, go and get a drink from the water jars the man have filled. Jika engkau haus, pergilah ke tempayan-tempayan dan minumlah air yang dicedok oleh pengerja-pengerja itu. So, from point one, verse three, dikatakan, do not go to the other field. Ya, ingat, jangan pergi ke apa? Other field. Meaning, Ruth was about to move out from Boaz's field. Sudah dalam apa rencana untuk apa? Pergi keluar daripada field tersebut. Ya. Ruth was leaving the field as Boaz arrived. And then what? From point seven, Ruth attempt to get a drink of water had provided the occasion for the young male reaper's action. Pada saat dia mau ambil minum, disitulah kesempatan telah diberikan apa? Ada di bagian para pegawai apa ya? Pegawai pria, ya? Pegawai pria itulah yang menyebabkan Ruth mau pergi dari ladang siapa? Boaz. Ruth was about to leave because of what happened with the water when she wanted to drink. Ya? And then this is the conclusion from this commentary. With this in mind, it seems apparent that the last word of verse 7 record the foreman's confused and embarrassed explanation of a situation to Boaz. Dengan mengingat hal ini dari ketujuh poin tadi, tampak jelas bahwa kata terakhir dari ayat 7 merekam penjelasan mandor yang sedang dalam keadaan bingung waktu ditanya oleh Boaz, ya. Bingung dan malu tentang suatu situasi kepada Boaz. What kind of situation? Nah, ini dia. What kind of situation? Situasi apa? As speaking, Ruth is at some distance from them, with her back turned toward Boaz, and she is on her way out of the field because of an incident of what today we call sexual harassment, which she experienced when she sought a drink of water. Saat sebelum Boaz berbicara dengan Ruth, saat Boaz bertanya kepada mandor, saat ia berbicara, Ruth itu sudah berada agak jauh dari mereka, dengan punggung membelakangi Boaz. Dan ia sedang dalam perjalanan keluar ladang karena insiden yang sekarang kita sebut pelecehan seksual. Yang dia alami ketika dia mencari apa? Minum air. And so the translation in verse 7 is not synchron Indonesian English because of what? Thus, the translation of the last word of verse 7 might be something like this. This fellow, he's just going home for a bit. Why? The foreman starts his explanation, becomes embarrassed, and tries to make some lame excuse. Orang ini, Ruth ini dia hanya mau pulang sebentar ya, Tuhan. Kenapa? Dengan kata lain, si Boaz tanya, kenapa dia sudah mau pulang? Oh, dia hanya mau pulang sebentar aja, kok mau pulang sebentar aja? Kenapa? Sang mandor memulai penjelasannya menjadi malu dan mencoba membuat beberapa alasan apa ya? Lemah. So Ruth was about to leave the field. Ruth sudah hampir apa? Mau lari daripada karena dilecehkan oleh siapa? Oleh pegawai-pegawai pria. It happened in the past. It happened now. Even in Amerika ya. Ada report. Report tentang sexual violence, harassment of immigrant farm what? Farm workers. It is common. It's common in the farmland. Lagi pungut-pungut, lalu yang laki-laki apa? Ganggu-ganggu. Laki-laki, kita semua banyak laki-laki sini. Jadilah Boaz ya. Jadilah Boaz. Jangan jadi kayak mandor-mandor itu yang ambil kesempatan ya. Korek kiri kanan dan lain sebagainya. It happened. So that's why. When Boaz say to Ruth, listen to me, my daughter, listen to me. She, Ruth, was protected by Boaz. Apa, Tuhan dalam apa ya, God's care and protection through what? Boaz. So Boaz was protecting Ruth. Dia sedang menjaga Ruth ini. Listen to me, don't go. Don't go here, don't go away. Yes, stay here, stay with the woman. I have instructed my workers, do not touch you. They will not touch you. Dan lain sebagainya. So, this is the way God care and protection to Ruth. Melalui siapa? Through who? Through Boaz. Instruction, and instruction. So, Tuhan, we may think that God doesn't protect us, but the truth is God will protect us. Tuhan akan apa? Menjaga kita melalui orang lain, ya? Melalui detour person. Okay? The second point, not only God's care and protection through Boaz, but also God's care and provision through Boaz. Bukan hanya dia dijaga, tapi kebutuhannya juga apa? Dipenuhi. Dia lapar, kan? She was hungry, in a sense. Yeah? But at mealtime, Boaz said to her, come over here, have some bread. Makanlah roti ini. Dia makan, and Ruth ate all she wanted and had some left over. Kenyang sekali dia. Bahkan ada apa? Sisanya. Does God care for us? Apakah Tuhan? Saya tahu banyak di antara kita yang datang dari Indonesia. Datang ke Amerika melalui perjuangan, ya. Melalui kesusahan, saya tahu. Di mana tempat tinggal, di mana kita mau bekerja, di mana kita mau bikin. Di mana Anda sekarang? Dan kenapa Anda berada di sini saat ini? Because of God's what? God's care and provision. We are here because of God's care and provision towards us. So God is taking care of us. Even when it seems like we are all alone. Tidak ada, siapa yang mau bantu kita ini? Tempat tinggal saya, tempat pekerjaan saya, siapa yang bisa bantu? But believe me, God is working hard behind the scenes of your life. Yeah. And what God has given, yeah, what God has given is so interesting. Two things, okay? Two interesting things on the care of Boaz to Ruth and to Naomi. Two things. Dua hal yang begitu hebat yang Tuhan telah berikan. Kita lihat. The first thing is that what God has given us, apa yang Tuhan sudah berikan, is an undeserved grace and mercy of God. Yang Tuhan berikan adalah suatu pemberian yang kita tidak apa ya? Kita tidak, what is undeserved? Tidak pantas. We don't earn it. We don't own it. We are not entitled to it. Kita tidak apa, memiliki hak terhadap apa yang Tuhan berikan. Just like what Ruth has said, seperti yang Ruth katakan, kita tidak memiliki hak atas pemberian Tuhan itu ya. Because Ruth said, why have I found such favor in your eyes? Mengapakah aku mendapat belas kasihan daripadamu sehingga Tuhan memperhatikan aku? That you notice me, that you care for me. I am a foreigner. I am nobody. In the Bible, di Alkitab, the Bible speak about you have to take care of the orphans. Harus jaga anak yatim piatu. So, selalu itu. In the Bible, always. You have to take care of orphans. You have to take care of the widows. You have to take care of what? Foreigner. Tiga ayat selalu, tiga kelompok ini selalu di apa? Dinyatakan dalam Alkitab. Jaga, jangan ambil hak mereka. Berikan kepada mereka. Ini ketiga hal ini. Dan tiga-tiganya itu ada sama siapa? Sama Ruth. Seorang janda, ya, seorang orfan, tidak ada lagi orang tua yang ditinggalkan, ya. Dan seorang apa? Orang asing. So why have I found such favor in your eyes? A foreigner. Not only we see undeserved grace of God and mercy. Suatu yang tidak pantas untuk diberikan kepada kita. But also, the second point is abundant grace and mercy. Banyak sekali yang Tuhan berikan. Banyak sekali. Dia diberikan makanan, ya. Dia berikan makanan, and one, when God gave you something, it was not just sadiki-sadiki, not just small thing. But she ate, she wanted, and had some left over. abandoned, undeserved. Ini mengingatkan kita kepada juru selamat kita, ya. It remind us of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Gave us what? Undeserved and abundant grace to you and me. Yeah. And the last act, ada tiga, ya. The last act, the first scene, the love of God through Ruth, the love of God and his care through Boaz. Dan yang ketiga, and the last, is that the third scene, di babak ketiga, in the third scene, we see the love of God through the act of faith. Melalui apa? Tindakan apa, ya? Tindakan iman. Okay. We all survive so far, ya? Kita semua sudah berhasil, mungkin sedikit lah di Amerika ini, ya? Sudah tidak cari-cari pekerjaan, mostly. Tidak cari-cari tempat tinggal, mostly, ya? Pada umumnya tidak. We don't look for work, we don't look for a place to sleep. But don't just wait in that. Jangan hanya sampai di situ. Kenapa? Let us read. Karena kita harus terus berjalan ke depan dengan iman. We have to move forward in faith. Why? How? In verse 17. And so, maka ia memunguti ladang sampai petang, lalu ia mengirik yang dipungutnya, dan ada kira-kira seeva jelai banyaknya. So Ruth gleaned in the field until evening, then she threshed the barley she had gathered, and it amounted to about an eva. She carried it back to town, and her mother-in-law saw how much she had gathered. Oh, quite enough for them. Yeah. Ruth also brought out and gave her what she had left over after he had eaten enough. From the lunch, Ruth gave to what? Naomi. Yeah. Diangkatlah, masuklah ke kota. Mertuanya melihat apa yang dipungutnya itu, dan ketika dikeluarkannya dan diberikan kepada mertuanya yang sisa yang ada setelah kenyang itu. And verse 19. And her mother-in-law asked her. Maka bertanyalah mertuanya kepadanya, di manakah engkau memungut dan di mana engkau bekerja hari ini? Where did you glean today? Where did you work? Blessed is the man who took notice of you. Diberkatilah kiranya orang yang telah memperhatikan engkau itu. Ya. Diberkatilah Allah. Ya. Diberkatilah dia. Ya. Then Ruth told her mother-in-law about the one at whose place she had been working. The name of the man I work with today is Boaz. Orang yang aku kerja pada hari ini adalah Boaz. The Lord bless him, Naomi said. The Lord bless him. Diberkatilah kiranya orang itu oleh Tuhan yang telah, yang rela mengaruniakan kasih setianya. Can you hear this? Apa yang dikatakan sekarang oleh Naomi? Tadinya dia bilang, Tuhan telah apa? Menekan aku. Tuhan telah menekan aku. But now, instead of saying that God has crushed me, Naomi said, he has not stopped showing kindness, hesed. He has not stopped showing his kindness, hesed, to the living and to the dead. And she added, that man is our close relative. He is one of our guardian redeemers. Berkatilah orangnya itu oleh Tuhan yang rela mengaruniakan kasih setianya. Dari kata Ibrani, hesed tadi, ya. Kepada orang yang hidup dan yang mati. Lalu lagi kata Naomi kepadanya, orang itu kaum kerabat kita, dialah salah seorang yang wajib menebus kita. Then, ayat 21. Then Ruth the Moabite said, he even said to me, stay with my workers until they finish harvesting all my grain. Dijaga. Ruth katakan, saya dijaga betul-betul. Tetaplah dekat pengerjaku sampai mereka menyelesaikan seluruh penyabitan ladangku. In verse 22, Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, it will be good for you, my daughter, to go with the woman who worked for him, because in someone else's field, you might be harmed. Ya anakku, sebaiknya engkau keluar bersama-sama dengan pengerja-pengerjanya perempuan, sebab engkau jangan disusahi, jangan dikorek-korek oleh di ladang apa? Di ladang lain. And in last verse, so Ruth stayed close to the woman of Boaz to glean until the barley and wheat harvest were finished. Demikianlah Ruth tetap dekat pada pengerja-pengerja perempuan Boaz untuk memungut. Sampai musim menuai jelai dan musim menuai gandum telah berakhir. The blessings already there. Yeah. Sudah apa? Diperoleh sampai until when? Until the wheat harvest were finished. Pada masa apa ya? Pada masa penuaian, berkat banyak, berkat banyak. Puji Tuhan. berkat banyak. But after that, sesudah penuaian, what happened? If in the middle of this year, what happened? In the middle of next year, we lost our job. We lost our home, our stay, and so on. Apa yang kira-kira terjadi? But one word here that is so important. But and what? The harvest were finished, setelah musim menuai gandum telah berakhir, and she lived, bahasa Indonesianya, dan selama itu, tapi sebenarnya tidak dikatakan ada selama itu ya, and she lived with her mother-in-law. Dan ia, kemudian apa? Setelah berakhir, ia tinggal pada apa? Pada mertuanya. What does this text mean? Apa artinya ayat ini? Artinya, when the harvest is ended, pada saat masa penuaian sudah apa? Berakhir. Ruth kembali tetap apa? Tetap tinggal dengan siapa? Dengan mertuanya. Ruth continue to live with her mother-in-law. No longer boss was no, tidak ada lagi bos di situ. Tidak ada lagi pegawai bos. There was no workers to protect Ruth. Tidak ada lagi workers to protect Ruth. Tidak ada no protection, no provision. Tidak ada proteksi, tidak ada penjagaan, tidak ada lagi apa? Penyediaan Tuhan. Seakan-akan. Ya. Tetapi apa yang mereka miliki, mereka berdua sekarang miliki? Tuhan penjaga, Tuhan apa? Penyedia. The God who protects, the God who provides. Itu yang mereka miliki. Ya. Remaining the two of them. Yang tinggal hanyalah mereka berdua. Dan sekarang mereka berdua dan siapa? Dan Tuhan mereka. Ya. Itulah sebabnya. The love of God akan dapat kita lihat. Kasih Tuhan akan dapat kita lihat. The love of God we can only see. Not only from the past. Bukan hanya di masa lalu setelah kita melihat apa yang dia lakukan. From the thing that he has done to us in the past. But as we move forward. Pada saat kita maju ke depan dalam kehidupan kita. We will continually see the love of God and his care through the act of faith. Melalui apa? Kacamata apa? Iman. We don't know what is in the front of us, but we know the God who has provided for us in the past, the God who has protected us in the past, is the same God that will be with us as we move forward. Allah yang sama, yang sudah melindungi, menjaga, menyediakan bagi kita di masa lalu, adalah Allah yang sama akan melindungi kita, memberikan penyediaannya bagi kita di masa yang akan datang. Biarlah kita terus berjalan dengan kaca mata iman. Saya bayangkan dalam nama Yesus.